Welcome to the Bright Beams Broadcast with Brother Ed Hicks, a broadcast for the proclamation of the unchanging truths of God's Word in a changing world.
The Lord willing, I'll bring a message entitled, Blessings of Being Let Down. In Luke chapter number 5, verse number 19, the Bible says, they let him down. Luke chapter number 5, beginning with verse 18, the Bible says, and behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, what reason ye in your hearts? Whether is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise up and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he saith unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. There are a number of good messages that can be brought from this passage of Scripture. Consider this, carry your corner. The book of Mark in chapter number 2 and verse number 3, the Bible tells that there was one sick and he was born of 4. That man was upon a bed. Consider this, you and I that are saved by the grace of God are, as God gives us the opportunity and the obligation to do so, seek to win souls for Christ. Carry your corner. The Holy Spirit will carry his corner. God the Father will carry his corner. Jesus the Son shall carry his corner. Now you carry your corner. Then consider the faith of the 5. The Bible speaks about their faith, not just simply the faith of the person that was forgiven of his sins and was healed, but the Bible speaks about their faith. Thank the Lord that there were those that had enough faith to take this man up on a roof, to tear a roof away, and to let this man down through a hole in a roof to be in the presence of Jesus Christ. Do you have enough faith to lead people to Christ? And then consider as well that Jesus Christ forgave this man before he healed him. Before Jesus Christ healed the man, he said to the man, son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. If you are sick, and yet you are saved by the grace of God, you have something to be thankful for. You might be suffering, but if you're saved, be of good cheer. Thank God your sins have been forgiven you. Consider this idea, blessings of being let down. As used in an informal or colloquial sense, we might define a letdown as a disappointment or as an unfulfilled expectation. Let us consider sometimes when things were physically let down to illustrate disappointments or unfulfilled expectations in life. You might say, I've had many letdowns in my life. That might be true, but are you saved by the grace of God? Remember this, Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Are you saved by the grace of God? Do you love God? Are you called according to his purpose? Whatever God allows in your life, God has a good reason for allowing that in your life. Now, consider a few things. First of all, being let down to be closer to Jesus. This man that was sick, that is spoken of in the book of Luke in chapter number 5, was let down by helpers so that he could be in the presence of Jesus Christ. And in the presence of Jesus Christ, this man was healed. But before he was healed, and more important than him being healed physically, this man was forgiven. The Bible tells us about Zacchaeus. First of all, Zacchaeus climbed up. Luke chapter number 19 and verse number 4, he climbed up into a sycamore tree. He climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus. I think we might say that he had done some other climbing in his lifetime. He might have climbed the financial ladder of success. The Bible says he was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Then number 2, Jesus came along and said, "Come down." And then we might consider number 3, Zacchaeus came down. I believe he humbled down and even gave down. The rich man even said to Jesus, "Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor." I believe that man had a heart change. I believe that that man came down. As far as his attitude was concerned, he came down. Sometimes we might be let down so that we can be closer to Jesus Christ. Sometimes we might refuse to come down. Zacchaeus came down, but sometimes we might refuse to come down, and therefore God has to allow a letdown in our life. Sometimes we might, as it might be said, climb the tree of self-exaltation and get out on the perch of pride and refuse to come down. God might allow your limb to crack, or someone might saw down your tree. You might have a letdown so that you can draw closer to Jesus Christ. Then number 2, being let down as a way of escape. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 33, "And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands." The Apostle Paul escaped the governor's hands. In the book of Acts chapter number 9 and verse 25, "Then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket." He was let down by disciples. Sometimes people may let us down, but those letdowns might actually be good for us. We might consider being let down as a way of escape from physical danger. Sometimes we might wonder why we had car trouble at a particular time, why there was a storm, why there was a delay in a flight. Perhaps God was actually protecting us from some physical danger. There's a story along this line. A missionary was seriously ill, and her check had not arrived, and she was forced to live on a miserable diet of oatmeal and canned milk. The missionary did get better after the 30 days of a steady oatmeal diet, and she got her check and was able to get something different on the table. Furlough time came, and she told of her trial to an audience. At the close of the meeting, a kindly doctor inquired as to the nature of her ailment. On hearing what the digestive malfunction was, he said, "Well, if your check had arrived, you might not be here talking to me today." The diet we always prescribe for that trouble is a 30-day oatmeal diet. Sometimes God may allow us to be let down as a way of escape. Sometimes he might let us be let down as a way of escape from physical danger, and sometimes as a way of escape from temptation. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse 13, "There is no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it." Sometimes we might think that we know what is best, And sometimes there might be a very strong temptation to do something, and then God may allow a letdown in our lives so that we are not allowed to do what we think is best. But thank the Lord, God knows what is best. There is an old song entitled, God Moves in a Mysterious Way. God moves in a mysterious way, His wonders to perform. He plants His footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Ye fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds you so much dread are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense, but trust Him for His grace. Behind a frowning providence, He hides a smiling face. Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan His work in vain. God is His own interpreter, and He will make it plain. There is a story, and I don't know if the story is true or not, but there's a story about a man that was rejected from being a custodian of a First Baptist church because he could not read or write. But he had a quarter, and he bought an apple, and he sold it. He bought more. In fact, things continued on, and he opened a fruit stand. Finally, there came a time in which he was going to deposit $1 million in a bank, but he could not sign his name. And the person at the bank said, just think where you would be if you could read and write. And of course, the assumption might be made that he might have been the custodian of the First Baptist Church. Oftentimes, if we got what we wanted, we would have less than the best. And sometimes God might allow us to be let down because He is protecting us from a temptation. And then number three, consider being let down for the sake of someone else. The Bible says in Genesis chapter number 24, beginning with verse number 18, and she said, drink, my Lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. And so here we might consider a series of letdowns for the sake of someone else. The pitcher being let down so that it could be filled up for the refreshment of others. Now, sometimes we might wish that the letdowns would let up. Sometimes it might seem as though that we've had a series of letdowns, but it could be that you have been let down and even let down a number of times for the sake of someone else, in order for someone else to receive some refreshment, in order for someone else to get some help.
Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now?
If you have any questions concerning this broadcast, give us a call at Lighthouse Baptist Church. The number is 850-610-3041, or visit the website at lbcfl.org. By the grace of God, get ready, be ready, stay ready, for Jesus is coming again.